Greetings, social media wombles. I have not pressed the record button twice this time and recorded half of the last amazing introduction from Ian and realised that it wasn't recording, which is always embarrassing. But as a good media producer does, if there's good content, it needs to be captured. So I am having my second go. Thanks for your patience, Ian. So Ian Piles is the Airwash Partnership head honcho. So tell me a little bit about yourself and a bit about this wonderful organisation that I've recently resubscribed to.
Okay, so the partnership's 22 years old. It's a not-for-profit company. Its birth was around around regeneration. So that was its original purpose, was about making better use of land in the area, helping people get back to work, making the area more prosperous, backed by a group of local business people who came together to put something back into their community. Out of that, accidentally, came a business club.
Mm.
Because as those people met together and did business with each other, other people joined that group. It's now expanded to the extent of, say, about 450 businesses. Alongside that, we run an enterprise agency, so we support people starting their own businesses. And people will, if you like, move from one piece of the cake to the other. So they might join us having support to start the business. When they're successful, they become part of the business club. In turn, they then may get involved in regeneration activities as well and put something back into the community. So that's quite a fluid group.
Mm.
A very varied group as well. So there are big business, small business, all sorts of different business activities in there. And out of that comes quite a special dynamic, I think, that you often get people mixing together at our networking events that ordinarily probably would never come across each other.
Yeah, I think being a subscription-based organisation, it's always, when you go to free networking events, it's often very difficult to know what you can get out of it because no one's had to pay to be there.
Mm.
Whereas, you know, the attraction of the Airwash Partnership, local business who have invested, I mean, £65 membership
from
that for
pounds,
a year
yeah.
you yeah. get to attend the networking events for free.
Yeah.
You get to put a promotional piece on the website for promotions.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have a nice little £20 plus that, isn't it, where you can actually send a leaflet of the partnership members.
Yeah.
And I think when you're developing business or you're going back to a business that's already been established but you need new leads and new customers, you need to find people that are already invested in some way in a concept.
Yes.
And I think knowing that the Airwash Partnership members are already members of something because they're wanting to go to that next level,
they've made a conscious decision to
looking through the list, there's some amazing companies on there. You know, there's printers, there's local businesses, there's retailers,
there's manufacturers. Yeah, yeah.
And the exciting thing for me is being able to go through that list and feel that I have an introduction line in to either contact them by mail or to send them something nice in the post, which we never get anything anymore, do we?
Yeah, as a fellow member.
Yeah, yeah. But being able to say I'm a fellow member, I've got this new offer. Are you interested?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's yes or, you know, it's yes or no, or you sort of, you've got some way of developing a relationship. And I think community development relationships with business owners is really important in this age.
Yeah.
Because everything's just so Facebook or Twitter or, you know, a status update here or there that you can forget that you don't know the people behind the businesses often.
I think it's that opportunity through the network to build those face-to-face relationships, I think, are important.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. And, you know,
I think we still like to do business with people that we know and people that we like.
Yeah. And, you know, especially if you've got a business that is reliant on a customer base that isn't going to be within the reciprocal business network, you have to be local because the people who live in the local area are your customers.
Yes.
And I think building a network of businesses that can share consumers is also really important.
Yeah.
And it's also important for community as well.
Yeah.
So
I think the thing here as well is we've deliberately stayed local.
Yeah.
I think there's a there's a scale at which this works.
Mm.
And if you went beyond that scale, yeah, I don't think it would work as well.
Well, I mean, it's scale on demand as well, isn't it? Because yeah, you pointed out to me on the website that it was Long Eaton Town Centre, mm, but now people have seen the value mm of the list, that actually now it needs to be Long Eaton and District.
Yeah.
And scaling is difficult in itself, but yeah, when you've got, if it's being driven by a community.
Yeah, and people don't see, how can I put it, they don't see lines on maps.
Mm.
So, you know, if somebody comes from Chilwell,
yeah,
which is over the border in Nottinghamshire, we don't care.
Yeah.
Because communities don't see those lines yeah on maps.
Yeah, I think finding out who's around, what their expectations are, finding what they need as well as a supplier to another company, whether it's business to business or business to consumer. How do you take that step of taking what you have, what you have and do well, and then make that into a deliverable product that someone else would be interested in?
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, that is, it's that, that's the thing that I'm going to be thinking about over the next
yeah
month.
Yeah, getting that, you know, feedback. And
yeah, yeah, and going to networking on Tuesday at the golf club, isn't it?
Yeah, Trent Block Golf
Trent
Club.
Block.
Yeah.
Members, it's free. For non-members, there is a fee,
yeah,
but Airwash Partnership, if you search for that on Google, you'll find you
yeah
anyway. So I
in
look
fact,
forward
if you, I think if you type Long Eaton into Google, longeaton.biz comes up, I think, about number two, so you'll find us that way as well.
And I'm really looking forward to Tuesday. So anybody who's listening to this and does come next Tuesday, do come and introduce yourself to me. I'm Karen at PCM Creative on Twitter. Thank you very much, Ian, for
thank
talking
you
to me about partnership. And I'm sure I'm going to find out a lot more.